Welcome back, friends. For today and the next few episodes, we have, of course, as always, a delightful pleasure in having Micah join us. And as we've been wont to do the past episodes, is take a look at Psalms. So we chose Psalm 146. So just a little refresher. It's always good to just have a little bit of an overview of, you know, what we're about.
Yeah.
And so for Psalms, we recall that it is not prose, but rather Hebrew poetry. We realize that Psalms is set within a body of work called the wisdom literature, which consists of Psalms being, of course, a pride of place, but others such as Job, Proverbs, Ruth, the Canticles, Ecclesiastes, and Esther. So there is some discrepancy between a Catholic and Protestant Bible. And whenever this discrepancy occurs, Catholics refer to these books as deuterocanonical. And so for a good discussion of why this occurred historically, I have a reference listed here in the notes. But back to Psalms. Psalms takes pride of praise. It is the largest book in the middle of the Bible. The Psalms are the prayers that the Holy Family, that have been Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, would have prayed in their homes. In every Holy Mass and in the Liturgy of the Hours, which is a collection of scripture readings based on a variety of inputs, readings at Mass, the liturgical season, feast days, so forth, so on. But in any event, it's really wrapped around reading scripture throughout the day. And then over a course of time, you've really read and, more importantly, meditated and contemplated the scriptures throughout the year. So for a faithful interpretation of all scripture, Psalms included, we have to have a glance at what was the literal sense of the time. And then we recognize that there's also, one can say, three spiritual senses. The allegorical, that relating to Christ, the moral, a practical living it out, and an anagogical, or eschaton, or a heavenly, the future Jerusalem perspective.
I love that breakdown.
It is a good one.
Yeah.
There are others, but you know, but sometimes when you get so many different senses, you know, and all this.
It can get kind of cloudy.
As you're exactly right. Yeah. So we recognize that the structure of the Psalter, another word for Psalms, is in five books. The first book, Psalms 1 through 41. Second book, 42 to 72. Third book, 73 to 89. Fourth book, 90 to 106. And the fifth book, 107 to 150. We're going to take up 146. It's book five. So there are different ways to see the theme, to see themes of these five books. And I've just proposed two out of many. One is from the Torah itself, and one is from the Narratio, the story, I think the Holy Spirit, right? He's the inspiration of all the scriptural writers. I think that the Narratio, what is his story? So, well, I could stop there. That's a lot of talking before we get to what the Holy Spirit has to say.
Yeah. No, that's great. I always love the way you give us some context and understanding of everything. So I appreciate that.
Thank you. So approaching it, let's say, from mostly of so one set is from the Torah. So if you look at my notes, you're going to see book one, and you're going to see Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. That's the first five books. That's the Torah. But then you'll see a dash. So we'll see the, and the Narachio is the Narachio of David, you know. Mm-hmm. And so David, of course, is the precursor, a sign, a type of Christ, right?
Right.
So that's why I brought in those spiritual senses, the allegorical senses for sense that of Christ.
Right.
So we see the blessed man. So we have an introduction and the laments of David. We see his deliverance, the rise of the Davidic kingdom, the sanctuary. So in Leviticus, so we see David needing sanctuary, the fall of his Davidic kingdom with Absalom, the wandering in the wilderness. So he's, while he's wandering away from his kingdom, away from his people, he reflects on the fall and exile. And of course, that exile is going to come up again in the Babylonian exile, very much so, of course. And then the fifth one is coming home, entering the promised land, rejoicing in restoration of the temple. And that is where I think, in a basic sense, the anagogical, or that eschaton, or the heavenly Jerusalem,
right,
is a more prominent theme in five. It doesn't mean that those elements aren't necessarily in other books of,
right,
of Psalms.
And I love all the connections there, just how, well, just like with David and Christ, that connection alone, but then the breakdown of the five Psalm books and how there's that period without David, which, and like the wandering in the wilderness, and it makes me think of the time that we're in right now of life without Christ here, you know, but just the Holy Spirit. And it can sort of feel like wilderness a lot of times, I think. And just the way that it breaks down, I think, is so beautiful, how it represents, well, you can just reference it even in today and find connections.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And many great thinkers such as yourself just now, you know, can appreciate that and really go into the depths of that sort of thinking. So that's right. That's right. So the author, all right. So now, so that is our little introduction. So why don't we stop there? We're right at a good point, and then we can pick up authorship, which is going to go pretty quick.
Sounds good.
Till the next time, Fides et Ratio.